Right. Good evening, Rebbe.
Good evening, good evening. Okay, I'm sorry I missed yesterday.
Well, board meetings are board meetings.
Board meeting, a very boring board meeting, but regretfully, the board members feel I've been told that they're angry at me because here they give up their time and they're each one is, someone actually said it yesterday. Each of these members are making $1,000 an hour. And they're coming to this board meeting, and then Rabbi Luban doesn't show up because he's too busy. So they don't appreciate it. I'm getting the heat. So I don't know, I think I'm gonna have to start attending more. I'm trying to get them to be you I'm trying to push them to do it on Thursdays, but we had one last Thursday and it was continuation. They were stuck in the middle, they wanted to continue.
This is not worth more than $1,000 an hour.
What?
This is not worth more than $1,000.
No, they claim that each of them it makes pay charges $1,000 an hour, and there were five people.
So I'm saying maybe I'm saying this is worth more than $10,000, $5,000 an
Right,
hour. No.
I agree, but they don't view it that way. So
No, there's a mice. Oh, there's a mice with the base slave fee.
upset. I was told that they're upset with me. What can I do? Yeah, what's the mice with the base of lady?
Showing that it's a mila to be that the rich people should be upset at you. He was once dealing with the rich people in I think Klotsk, and an Almara comes into him all distraught, and she said she had a dream the previous night that her son was going to grow up to be a tipish. So the base lady looked at her and just said in front of all the rich people who are like the nechbadim of the city, and he says, "Don't worry, it just means he's going to be a rich person."
Whoa. Okay. Anyway, Beis HaLevi was sharp, but I can't do that. There's a Beis HaLevi on this week's Parsha, last week's Parsha, the very beautiful Beis HaLevi. Everyone has to know the Beis HaLevi on last week's Parsha. He wanted to know how come Avraham Avinu, when he told Eliezer to look for a shidduch, he told him, Kach Isha Livni LeYitzchak. And when Eliezer tells it over, he tells over to Lavan and Mesuel, he just said that Avram said, Kach Isha Livni, and he left out the word Yitzchak. That's the Beis HaLevi's kasha. So he answers, he gives a mashal to a person who is looking for a shidduch for his daughter. So he offered, I could say, $1 million, whatever it is, a tremendous amount of money. They gave a shidduch that she could marry the son of the Gadol Hadar. So came a shatzman and said, "You're giving such a big nedunya, we have to go settle for the son of the Gadol Hadar. With that much money, you can get the Gadol Hadar, the next Gadol Hadar." The guy said, "You crazy? You think I want my daughter to marry a Gadol Hadar? Guy's gonna sit and learn all day. What kind of life is that? The son of the Gadol Hadar is gevaldik. The guy's a bum." He's a playboy. He's a, enjoy life. And you get covered. He's the son of the Gadol Hadar. But the Gadol Hadar himself, who wants it? He says, Avraham Avinu was saying that Yitzchak has two mitzvahs. He's Livni. He's the son of the Gadol Hadar. And he's Yitzchak. He's the next Gadol Hadar. So he needs a very special girl. But when Eliezer is telling it over to Lavan and Bethuel, he knows who he's talking to. So he plays down that he's Yitzchak. He just emphasized it's the son of the Gadol Hadar. Yitzchak himself, he's nothing special. Don't worry. He's a fun-loving husband. He played poker all day. But you get the covet, he's the son of the Gadol Hadar. So he emphasized that it's Avram and not Avram's son and not Yitzchak. That's the Beis HaLevi. So his imprint, he was quite, the Beis HaLevi was known to be, he was. Didn't care about people, about them, with certain people. Very sharp. Okay.
He had that whole mice with his first father-in-law that
Yes. Famous. Yes. The first father made him divorce his wife.
well, the brother-in-law they said was really to fall at fault.
Okay, but whatever. That's a
This
crazy
was
story.
kind of that the Beis HaLevi wanted the divorce also, so he instigated them to do it.
Who said that?
The Rav Shalom David has a sefer where he writes over the Maisa from the Beis HaLevi. and he says that the Basin Levy wanted to get divorced. So what he did was he on the way back to the city, once when he was traveling, he switched places with the wagon driver, and then all the people in the city saw the Basin Levy coming in as being mounted to horses like a you know, and they were aghast, and they thought he and his family was so embarrassed, and they thought he might have lost his mind. So then they demanded the get. And yeah. So then after he got divorced, then he gave a big drusha in the shul or in the Beis HaKnesses that was like it's the main Beis HaKnesses of the city, and to prove that all the rumors about him were false. And then they wanted the family had a charata, they wanted him to remarry his wife.
That's very different than all the other books.
That's not the way the story is told over. Yes, I don't know.
Whose version is this?
I don't know. I'll take
a picture of
Shalom David.
I don't know.
One of the sons of the Brisker Rav.
Oh, it's from one of the Brisker.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's from the Briskers. The
Botam is Jewish. I'm not going to. In the Makar Baruch, I think that's where it's brought down. It's brought down very different. It brought down that Fakir, they didn't want it, and they insisted, and they were taking him to the Rav. And he told them finally, but once I'm going to agree, then I won't change my mind anymore. And then when they came to the Rav, that's where the story goes. And the Rav wrote the get, and he shrugged up the Rav and how to write the get. So then they changed their minds. They said, no, now it's too late already. But I don't know. Different versions of the story. Can't tell you.
I said there was. They said there was a kid there from the first marriage that he had nothing to do with afterwards.
Yeah. Whatever it is, was a tragedy. It was a crazy system in Europe that the Gedolim had to marry the girl daughters of these rich people because there were no kogels. They said there were other Gedolim that also had a lot of tzaras with their wives. Right? So there was a famous Gaudano sensor, I have to say, who they say had a tremendous tzaras with his wife. And one of the famous Gedolim Adar.
Didn't he blame the altar of Sabbatka for that?
What? No, not the altar of Sabbatka. It was someone else. Okay, anyway, it was an unusual system in Europe. But let's learn here a little bit. So I apologize for yesterday. Yesterday was an illness. I just hope it doesn't happen again. But I'm a little bit worried that it might because I'm not in so much the height of the situation. But okay. Anyway, so we were basically trying to be a miyashe. Well, let's just review where we're holding. We have a taisis on Daf Chaf that says very, very befairish that the Eishasov does not go off through the Chiyah. Because he says that the reason why we don't say Yishto Kekol Dover by Chai Be'lavim is because there, for Bia Rishayna, you need an Asay Taichal Al-Tatay. And the only time we say Nasay Kishto Kekol Dover is, and the Lashon is, and a Heichi Disharilei below Tichiyah. So it's very clear from the Lashon and the Taisis that it's the way the system is using is Sharilei below Tichiyah. So for the first we started, right, and we could just...
That's Tichiyah, right? That shows us Asay Dachal Asay, it's a Tichiyah.
It's not a Tichiyah. It's that shows us that it's working through a hutra, that the Yibum. Because Tzaiva says, we don't say Nasev Isha Kaldover at a Hecha. The only time we say Nasev Isha Kaldover at a Hecha to Sharile below Tachia, that you don't have to come on to Tachia. That means that the we're not using the Isha Sach is not being removed through Tachia. The Isha Sach is being removed with Hutra. So it's pretty black and white, the Fairish and Dices, that the Eishasov goes off with Hutra, not Techiyah. The Fairish. So just to review the whole sugya, maybe because we didn't, I don't know how long we had Shir Braille. So we had Akasha that from Taivis and Av Gimel, because Taivis and Av Gimel, he clearly seen his Havamina. He seems to think that Chan the Pasek in Yibum is Dechiyah, because he asks, learn out from here, Esay Dechelos, Eshek Sheshbo Karis, and Koa Terakula. And Taiva's answer is mitzvah sobekach. Rabbi Kahn brings a valid raya from Taiva's and Avhei that mitzvah sobekach is only a pircha, why you can't learn, but it's not a raya that you're dropping dechia, because Taiva said beferish that by big day kahuna with the sitz kloyim the big day kahuna is working through essay dechados essay. I wanted the Gemara learn out from their essay dechados essay, and why instead they had to learn out from kloyim b'sitzes because mitzvaso bekach. So we see that mitzvaso bekach doesn't stop saying essay dechados essay. So the first kasha was since Tovis and his Havamina thought Yibum is working with essay dechados essay, so his maskana should be that way too. So we gave, I thought, was a very nice answer, is that even though Einachinami, Taiva's Havamina was that Yibum is working as Essay Daichados to say, but that's only if you could, in his Havamina, he thought you'll learn out from there to call Torah Kuda the Essay Daichados and Shesh Bokares. So then it comes out that Yibum isn't an exception, so it's glatt, because there's no exceptions. But once Taiva comes up with the Maskana, that you can learn out to everyone, even if Shad and Yibum is Essay Dechados Shesh Bokares, you can't learn out to everywhere else and Essay Dechados Shesh Bokares, because it's a Pircha Mitzvah Bekach. Then we turn around and say, so now what's Shad and Yibum? It's Dechik to say it's working through the system of Essay Dechados Shesh Bokares, because we see they're going to call it Tarikula. It's not Dechik. Edomai, you say, because Mitzvah Bekach. Granted, it's a pircha, but it's not such a logical svara. It's a straw that, you know, it's a straw can be a pircha because maybe the straw broke the camel's back. But the odds that the straw is going to break the camel's back is very slight. So once we end up with the maskana that you can learn out to everywhere else, essay dechla de shesh bekares, and we know that a koa tarakula ain't essay dechla de shesh bekares, now we prefer to say that Yibum is not working through Essay Dechados Shesh Bekares, but rather it's working through Hutra, right? That's what we said on Daf Gimel. Okay, that okay?
If I can just summarize it, that means that we're basically looking at it and we're saying the ideal would be Essay Dechados and then to learn the Kol HaTorah Kula.
Right.
If you can't get that because of some kind of a Pircha, then I would rather say Hutra. And as the last thing that I would want to say is that it's Essay Dechados and it was only applied over here.
Yes.
Okay.
And we said, and Taivis doesn't have to speak that out because that's not really relevant to Taivis and Daf Gimel because it doesn't start Nogea to his Kasha. Okay. Then we had a new problem. And that's where we were. I think we discussed that one too. We spent some time on. Mm-hmm. Is that Taivis on Nundawin, one of the fellows quoted it. I don't remember who. I can never forget. So I don't give credit to whoever's due. Who got credit?
Aaron brought it up.
Okay, so Taivis and Nundawin seems a pretty strongly mashma. Also, that's working through Dechia. So there's a stira. Now, the Maisa, the Maram, seems to say that. So, obviously, I would like to work on trying to answer the Maram, but leaving that in abeyance. The question is, can we? Is it mukhrof to learn Taisis like the Maram, which would make that it's a tremendous steer? Now, that was what we were working on first time. In other words, that's what, as of Sunday, that's what we were thinking about working on. I think so. Whether, in other words, the Maram definitely reads Taisis on the Nundawin, that Taisis is saying that in this Maskana, that Pshad and Yibum is Asay Dachad Asay Shesh Bakareis, that's in direct steer, the Taisis in Dafchav. And okay, I would like to see if we could do something to answer the Maram. But leaving that in abeyance, because superficially that's an impossible task. What we wanted to know is Ilule the Maram, is the Maram Mukhloch, is the Maram Shad in Taivis Nandawin, Mukhloch in Taivis Nandawin. So that's really what we were working on. And is it Mukhloch in Taivis and Nandawin? That he is saying that at the end of the day, Shad and Yibum is just working through Essay Dechados and Shesh Bekares. Right? That was the question.
Why can't we say that all Tosas is doing over there is saying the the ideal learning, even that, yeah, we wouldn't do, yeah, unless we have a proof to do that. Meaning that Tosfos is not getting involved in what, at the end of the day, how we see Yibum. He's just saying, you know, like I was saying before, that we have the three levels, and Tosfos saying that even the ideal level, yeah, that we would like to do, even that could not be done.
Okay, so the answer, what you're saying is that it depends. We have to, let's look at the Tosfos on Nun Daled. The question, the $1 million Shaida, which, you know, I think that's what we were assuming, but that's not the Pashtus, is, let's read it inside and go through it. When Tosfos, let's go through Tosfos. Tosfos has the Gemara says, Remez the Yavama Shasir B'chai Ba'adam Inai. So the Maram explains that Tosfos is an understood question in Tosfos. I think that's pretty clear that that's Pshat in Tosfos. We would have learned this same way, I think, that Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. What do you mean, Remez? The Pasuk says, Eisha Sok is Osir. Whenever the Torah says something is Osir, the Pashtus is, the Torah means in all cases. The Torah says Chazir is Osir. That means it's always Osir. Every day that you wouldn't say Remez and Chazir is Osir on Shabbos. Of course, the Torah said Chazir is Osir. So Me'echi Tesi, to say it's Mutter, so you assume it's Osir in all cases. So if the Torah said Eishasach is Osir, so the automatic starting point should be that it's Osir B'chai Baila. So why do I need a special Pasuk to tell me that it's Osir B'chai Baila? Why is the starting point that it's not Osir, and you need a Raya that it's Osir? That's the understood problem of Tosfos. So Tosfos answers that Einach Inami, if we only had the Isser Eishasach alone, we would assume that it's Osir in all cases. But there's another Pasuk in the Torah that says, Kivin Nishari Rachman Acher Misa. The Tosfos wrote a Pasuk Yibum. And now we're trying to reconcile these two psukim. We have one pasuk that says Eishasach is Osir. Mashmo, so that pasuk is in all cases, every single case. We have another pasuk that says it's a mitzvah yibum, and when it's Eino Banim, she's mutter, Acher Miso. So how do we reconcile those two psukim? So the Gemara thought, the best way to reconcile those two psukim is that there is no Isser on an Eishasach, Sheino Bonin, even Bechaye Baila, Bein Bechaye Baila, Bein Be'acher Baila, and therefore there's no Stira. The Pasuk that Eishasach is Osir is talking about Yesho Bonin, and the Pasuk of Yibum that says that Eishasach is Mutter is talking about Eino Bonin, and therefore even Bechaye Baila is no Isser of Eishasach. That's Tosfos's answer, that the pasuk of Yibum, the easiest, so to speak, explanation, the pasuk in Yibum, but it shouldn't be in stira to the pasuk of Isser Eishasach, is that there's no Isser Eishasach b'chaye b'ayla. B'meila, there's a when there's a mitzvah, because you know to do it.
But says, doesn't the pasuk only talk about where he dies?
What?
Isn't the case of Yibum specifically
okay, so
where he
died? Gemara asks that Kasha. Gemara says the pasuk of Yibum is discussing the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is only when he dies. But the Isser, in other words, Tosfos is saying that I would have thought like this, that the Isser Eishasach is the fact that by Yibum there's no Isser. So that means that there's no Isser, period, when there's no bonnet. Now, there's not necessarily a mitzvah. Once there's no Isser, so then there's a mitzvah that comes in when they die. But if there'd been an Isser, then a mitzvah can't come in because ain't as a docha not a shesh bankare. So the resolution of the psukim is that the simple resolution of the psukim without any pasuk would be that there's no Isser b'chaye b'ayla, when there's no Isser period when it's ain't no banim. There's only an Isser when it's yesh lo banim. And therefore, when he dies, so there's a mitzvah yibum, and since there's no Isser, so the mitzvah yibum, it comes in, and there's nothing to stop it. Right? That's how, that's what Tosfos is saying. So the kiman is shari rachmana achar misa. Therefore, it's mistara to explain the Torah. So even though we don't like, for no reason, we wouldn't go against the simple mashmaos of the pasuk, which is mashma universal. But here there's a hechrach because the Torah says it's mutter achar misa, and therefore there's an indication to say that there's no iser eshato. Frektoy v'sekasha. What's the raya? I mean, I'm saying, why is that a raya? Maybe pshat in the pasuk of shari achar misa is because it's working through etzei dechel also say sheish b'karis. So he says the ein svara loymar dasir b'chayi baila because the mistara sheish b'karis number dasir dechel also say sheish b'karis. That's not mistara. It's not mistara. He doesn't say why it's not mistara. He just says that's not mistara. So since to say that it's working through the system of Esei Dochad Ote Shesh Bakares is not Mistavra. Now, and therefore we prefer not to say it, Ilav the Mulek of Hedron. That's where force into it, but we would prefer not to say it. Maybe we would rather, when we look at Yibum, we'd rather say it's not working through the system of Esei Dochad Ote Shesh Bakares. So what must be the system? Must be that it's, that there's no iser when ain't nobody. Okay, that's Titus. Now the big shida in Titus, which I think Sandy is already jumping on opinion, is when Titus says that all mistava shabu cause of loymar the osi esvedana sheish bakaris. Does he mean to say the essay dachad osi shbekaris only over here, because we know we already said on Daf Gimel that you can't learn out to anywhere else because it's mitzvah b'kach. So obviously that's a pashut shot that you can never say that Esei Dechad Osi is a sheish b'kach is everywhere because the Gemara on Daf Gimel comes out that there's no source to learn out, and Taita says clearly you can't learn out from mitzvah yibum. Because it's mitzvah so begat. So there's no option to say that the Havana on the Pasuk is Esei Dechad Ote Shesh Bakares B'Koa Torah Kula, because that's halachically not true. And the Pashup Shad in Taisis means, what Taisis means is to learn Shad that Osi Esei Dechad Ote Shesh Bakares only by Yibam because of the Svara mitzvah so begat. That's the simple way of learning Taisis. And it's more than that. That's the, you know, that's what Taisus means. That when Taisus don't, it's not mistarva to say that Esei Dechad Ote Shesh Bakares only over here, because that's not mistarva. Gupa, why is it mistarva? Very likely because of what we said in the previous when we were learning that Gimel. To make an exception that in one case is Deich and everyone else is not Deich. And even though you got this far mitzvah, so the gach to daichik svara. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Does Tesis hold that Yibam is muchach behedja in the kra, or he doesn't hold that Yibam falls under? And if not, what case is muchach bekra that Tesis says, on ilav the muchach bekra? What is he referring to?
I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. But Yibam is for sure muchach bekra. So the we'll see. We'll say the way the
maybe Tutra, but maybe Tutra. Why is it Muchach Bakra?
I don't know what you mean. Excuse me. So okay, take it back. I didn't understand what you were asking. So the question is, what does Tzivus mean when he says he loved the Osi Adol Osi Sheshvakaris? So the simple shot is that he means only over here. I think, Sandy, I think you were saying that he means everywhere, right? Right. So the question is how could, and what, and but that's a very big chish. And we actually mentioned this, I think, Sunday. But it's a very big chish because Pashas, you can't say that because Titus already tells us on Daf Gimel that you can't say Esei Dechad Ote Shesh Bakares everywhere. Because there's no Mekor. So how could Taibis suggest the possibility that Esay Dechalot Eshesh Bekara is everywhere? Right? It's not true. The Gemara says on Gimel Mabeis clearly that we don't say that because we have a Pircha. So, I think what Sandy was saying, and I think what we said this Sunday, is that what Taibis means is granted, the Gemara Pashtus on Daf Gimel was saying that there's no Mikor for Esay Dechalot Eshesh Bekares, but there's also no Mikor that Eshesach is Mutter B'chayev Ayla. And you see this Gemara on Daf Nun Dawin that in order to avoid a Deichik is ready to reconcile the two psukim, to be mechadesh a new halacha that eshesach b'chayim b'ayin is mutter. So Taibis saying instead of being mechadesh this new halacha that eshesach b'chayim b'ayin is mutter, be mechadesh a new halacha that esay deichalot eshesh bekares and kol haTorah kula. But that I don't think that's a simple reading in Taisus. It's very nicely glad in the Lashon, because Taisus just says the and he doesn't say only here. But it's a chiddush of shot. Let me try and say that over again for the sake of people who didn't catch it. Taisus is offering a potential. Taisus is saying the reason why the Gemara assumed that Eshesach is Hutra, is Mutter, Bachaye Baila, because the Gemara is searching for a way to reconcile the Isser Eshesach with the Mitzvah Yibo. So if it says, what's the problem? I don't understand the problem. Say, Esay Daichalot Eshesh Bakares. That's Taibis because the Gemara holds that's Daichik. Okay. So what was the suggestion that Taisus made to reconcile the Mitzvah Yibum with the Isser Eshesach? So there's two possibilities. The simple possibility, one ability is to say, is that he means that, listen, even though, of course, it definitely doesn't mean Esay Dechalot Eshesh Bekares everywhere, because the Gemara on Daf Gimel says Beferish that that's not true. That ain't Esay Dechalot Eshesh Bekares everywhere. So that's halachically wrong. So Taibis couldn't have meant Esay Dechalot Eshesh Bekares everywhere because halachically we don't paskin that way. What Taibis meant by Yibum, we do paskin by Yibum that it's mutter. We just don't know what the Hesber is, but we know we paskin is mutter. So Taibis' suggestion is that we're going to explain what's happening by Yibum with the Svara that it's Esay Dechalot Eshesh Bekares. Everywhere else we don't say that. Teretz is here, it's mitzvah, so bekach. That would be the simple reading of Taisus. And the second suggestion, the Chiddushika suggestion, is to say that Taibis is saying that let's explain the Pasuk to mean Esay Dechalot Eshesh Bekares universal. We don't, the Gemara Daf Gimel says that we don't do that because there's no Mikar. Let this Gupa be the Mikar. Because if the problem is strong enough to be a Mikor, to be Mater, Eshesach B'chaye Baila, so obviously that means if this is a very strong problem, and so let it be strong enough to learn to be Mechadesh, then Esay Dechalot, the Sheish Mekares. It doesn't is too strong. He knows that there exists a Svara Mitzvah Mekach, yes.
Why, if it's good enough to answer his question in Daf Gimel, why isn't that good enough to ask his question in Adala?
Because the way we're saying, you're talking the second shot that I said?
What Rabbi just said right now.
Yeah, because it's saying like this. Taibis looks at the, Taibis knows, the Gemara and Nundawin is saying that there's a the mitzvah of Yibam is a pliat summa. Doesn't make any sense. Because how are you allowed to be over that Eishes Hav? And the Gemara is saying, because of this pliat summa, our preferable, our gut reaction to answer it would be the mechadish, a radical chiddush, that Eishes Hav b'chayim b'ayin is mutter. Against the mashmalos of the pasuk. Now, Tosfos, obviously that means that the Gemara feels that all other options are even worse daifik. Why didn't the Gemara say the option of that only by Yibum, and that the Pshat and Yibum is Asay Daifim, it's Mosay Shesh Bakarit because it's Mitzvah Sobekap? So that, according to this Pshat, is Tosfos will say, I don't know, I understand. I heard Rabbi Luban Shir on the last week that to say that Yibum is an exception, of course, that's also Daifik. So that's not a valid option. Okay. So what suggestion is Tosfos making? What suggestion is Tosfos making that he wants? Tosfos is asking Akasha, why do you go ahead and say that you're forced into saying that Eishes Hav is mutter, b'chayi b'ayla, which is such a radical chiddush, if the fact that everything else is daifik forces you and allows you to mechayish a new chiddush halacha, to let this gupa be the source to be mechanish to halacha that esay dechanot eshesh bekares. So it's not like the not that we're learning out from mitzvahs even with a binyanav. If you want to learn out from mitzvahs even with a binyanav, you got a pircha mitzvah sobekah. But it's a different source. The source is that the Gemara on Nun Dawin is saying, we have to make mitzvahs yivam logical. We have to make the Torah logical. And therefore, because we're motive, we have a hechruch to make it logical, we can be mechadesh new dinim to make it logical. This is a new drug. This is not one of the Yud Gimel Midas. I don't know what this is. That in order to make mitzvahs yivam logical, we have to be mechadesh a din that Eishes Hav b'chayim b'ayin is mutter. So Tosfos says, I got a different way to be make mitzvahs yivam logical. Mechadesh a different din.
Where does Tosfos say it?
Rabbi's making out. Rabbi's saying the Gemara or Tosfos holds like a Shimon, essentially. And that would be literally, I mean, this is literally Dorish time of the crop.
What?
We're like, Hubby, the hechruchs, do you want to be Dorish time of the crop?
Not being Dorish time of
the crop. Yeah, we are. We say, well, what's the difference between it has to be logical and being Dorish the act of time?
Okay, first of all, there are times that we are Darish Hanukkah, but this is different.
So
you have to have a reason for it. But this is that the Torah can't be against, it can't be illogical, it can't be against.
How is it? Why is it illogical?
No, it's illogical.
The Holy Pesach Shabbos makes no sense. The whole thing is fundamentally illogical. Not like, why is even fundamentally illogical?
Because if to say, how did you go ahead and there's an Isser Eishes Hav? How are you allowed to be over the Eishes Hav?
It's like a paraduma.
What?
Is it a paraduma, mentaris, it's male?
Okay, so that's exactly like that.
It's the same thing. So how could an Isser be
a Mugach Mikvah Behedja? Your Torah says it's Befeirish. So, but here, that's what Tosfos is saying. If it be Mugach Mikvah Behedja, okay, there are a lot of illogical things. But if it's not Mugach Mikvah Behedja, then there's a thing that we don't like the Torah to be a chayk, and a contradicting itself. The Torah made an Isser Eishes Hav, so how did the Torah go ahead and take it off over here? To say only over here is very daipik.
The Gemara says it.
No matter, well, you have to say that in a certain sense.
But the Gemara itself is comfortable saying that a Seyd Bilkalus is, say, limiting to Yibam.
Where?
According to Tosfos, at least.
Where? I don't know.
Or saying that
I don't know.
If you hold a putra, because if you hold a putra, then there's never any point where the Gemara. Even to get the putra, you have to say.
The Gemara never, if you learn that that's what Daf Zayin was saying, something else. It wasn't saying what, you know, Tavis is Kasha.
But even according to Tosfos, the Gemara understood that you couldn't learn out. But even according to Tosfos, the Gemara understood that you could not make a limbo out from Isha Saf to the rest of the
Torah. Right. You can't learn out with a binyan. But the Taivis is saying that there's a new drasha here. The Gemara is learning out. How did the Gemara get that Isha Saf b'chayim b'ayin mutter? Not a binyan. It's a new drasha called making the Torah make sense. That's Shan the Gemara's Havamina. That's Mukhra from Taivis. It's not me. Taivis says, so Maram says that Taivis' problem is when you read the Torah, simple Torah seems to say, Eisha Sach Bechaye Baida is Arthur. Comes along the Pasek and says that, and you do Yibum. You have a Kasha. Right. How did the Torah
that's like a steer, Yibum? That's a steer. That's a steer.
The Shane O'Bottom, there's an Isser. So the most logical approach, Taivis says, is to change the Torah. I ain't Darish time of the Krah.
No, but that's not in the steer of Sukkah. No, but that's a steer of Sukkah. Hashem says, don't take Ashes off. And Hashem said, take Ashes off. So we want to make a resolve a steer and say, look up. That's not quite. That's
right.
The same thing as saying
Yibum
is fundamentally logical, so you have to rewrite
the rules. So that's a stirim sukkim.
So we have to resolve the stirim. Say, look up. That's a very logical way to resolve a stirim. Hashem says, take the Ashes off. Hashem said, don't take the Ashes off. And Hashem said, don't take the Ashes off. So then the resolution, it makes sense. So you could find to make some sort of a legabe to say, when did Hashem say it's usur? It wasn't across the board. It was here.
But Taivis is the answer. Ain Sara. Why is it Ain Sara? You have to throw a mitzvah. So for sure, the Taivis is the answer. You can't. Taivis is definitely.
That's a pircha.
Well, no, but why? But can't why? Why don't you explain that only over here? I say Daifel say Shesh Bekares.
Because I think it's very dochic thing to say bechal ever.
Oh, why not? We have that maybe over here because of mitzvah.
Because the chorus.
Three quarters agreeing with me that we're allowed to use our svara to tell you that even though we have a possibility to explain the Torah, that the Torah was only matter here because of Esei Daichik Esei Shesh Bekares, but since that's very daichik, so we're allowed to go ahead and come up with a new chiddush din that Eishes Och Sheino Bonim is mutter even Mechaye Baina. So the suggestion that's being suggested is. Likewise, you could come up with a new chiddush din. That essay dechalot eshesh b'kares. That's the two suggest. That's the other shot. Well, why, Sandy? You're shaking your head like it's like crazy.
No, that's not what I was saying.
That's not what you were saying.
No.
But what were you saying?
I was just saying that Tosos is not getting involved. He's saying when I see this pasuk, yeah, I know that I have to work with it with the essay dechalot sasa. I have to work with hutra. I have to work. There's a whole. You know, possibilities. Yeah, each one I might have a pirch on this, I might have a pirch on that. But those are just saying the ideal one, even the ideal situation, which would be Esed Ochelos Haaseh.
But why would he entertain the ideal situation if the halacha lemaaseh, the ideal situation is v'alei ruach? Because we don't pask in that way. When he wants to tell you, it's a silly taisus. He doesn't have to say it because it's not mistarva. He just says it's not right.
Okay, it could be that. In any other scenario that might be like this. In any other scenario that might be like this.
Of course the no mistaver. No mistaver is a very fluky language. It's halachically not right. It's like saying, you can't say John in the Torah is that you're allowed to eat a Yom Kippur because it's not mistaver. We know it's wrong. It's the parish of Torah that's wrong. The Farish of Din that the Gemara's Maskana, Daf Gimel, is an Ein Essay Tachadot Eshesh Bekaris. That's definitely what Taifas holds on Daf Gimel. And there are other Rishonim that disagree with Taifas. But Taifas on Daf Gimel said with Farish that the Maskana is Ein Essay Tachadot Eshesh Bekaris. Ad Gedei Kach, that Taifas asked, I remember one of his Pshatim on Daf Gimel, that if you're going to say this is Pshat, then it'll come out that at the Baskana we should ask and I say Dechelot Eshesh Bekaris, and we know that's not true. So when it's Chode Yisura, right? So Taivis Klor, Adav Gimel says that the Maskana Halacha the Maisa is Ein Esay Dechelot Eshesh Bekaris. So why in the world does Taivis have to be bothered by Say it's essay, ain't essay, doicha, lo say shesh bakaris. That essay is doicha. And the teretin is no mistaver. Teretin, because it's wrong, because I don't know that it's wrong. It's not true. Say that it's the Yeram de Mechal of Shabbos. You know that it's wrong. It's against the Torah. I don't see how you could say such a pshat. So the I was saying to try and help you out. I thought I'd help him. That he means because the Hechloch will allow you to say it. Because the only reason why on Daf Gimel we don't say it is not because we have a raya. It's because it's an absence of a raya. The absence of a raya is a raya. Because we're asking Daf Gimel, how do we know? And since we don't know, it's Vaday not Teichet. So let this Guba be the source. The source is because you have to make even logical.
How do you get around Mitzvah Sobekach?
Mitzvah Sobekach is a pircha that you can't learn out. But the suggestion on the floor is that we're not trying to learn out from evil. We're just trying to, it's like a different concept. It's not trying to learn out. Mitzvah Sobekach means you want to make a binyan out. You want to say, if we see something over there, call she yotza min a cloud, lo the atzma yotza, and then I'm in a cloud kula yotza. But now we're using a different principle. We're saying that we want to make the mitzvahs yivam logical. And mitzvahs of ikach, it doesn't qualify for making it logical. So therefore, we have to say that it's a universal principle. So that
why doesn't Mitzvah Sebekach make it logical?
What?
Why doesn't Mitzvah Sebekach make it logical?
It's a defect to say that this is different than everywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula.
It's more
difficult to before say I get that to everywhere different. Else. What? I can make the mitzvah logical just by saying over here is Deiche. Forget about it. It's two steps. Forget about it everywhere else. Over here is logical. I say Deiche, I say Deiche.
Yeah, but it's illogical.
It's now logical.
If everywhere else is not Deiche. So you're
made... We'll get to everywhere else. We'll get to everywhere else in a minute. But Yibum is logical, right? Because I say is Deiche.
Yeah.
We'll get to everywhere else in a minute. But right now, Yibum is logical. Correct?
I'm waiting for the punchline. Yeah.
The punchline is that once you accept Yibum is logical, and then you want to expand it to everyone else, you can't do that because Mitzvah Sebeka.
Okay, so I'm saying that there's a Svara that where we see that we look at the whole picture at once. You're I think, cheating. We're looking at the whole picture at once. Just like we look at the whole picture and we say that it's illogical to assume that the Torah asserted Eishesach Shein Obanim B'chai Baida, because it's illogical, because then you would have trouble explaining Yibum. So it's illogical to say that Esai is not Deicha Lo Se Shesh B'kareis in Kol HaTorah Kula, because then you're going to have to come out to Mitzvah Sobekach, and that's illogical. So that was Tavis's Kasha. Maybe ain't a what?
Does that mean that it's a more desirable and logical outcome to say I say Deicha Lo Se Shesh B'kareis in Kol HaTorah Kula rather than saying that it's really not and it's only by Yibum and like can't learn out because Mitzvah Sobekach? The former is a more desirable outcome.
Right. In other words, it's a more logical. So if I didn't have this Gemara on Daf Nun Dawid, I wouldn't know that your desire for logic gives you the right to be Mechadish Adin. I didn't know that there's such a Yud Dawid Midash at Torah Nidreshet Ba that because we want to make the Torah's Dinim logical, so we're allowed to Mechadish New Dinim. But that's what the Gemara here is saying. The Gemara is saying that even though the pasuk is mashma, that Eishes Och Shein Obanim is Aser, the Chaye Baiva, the Torah only, because the Torah wrote Eishes Och is Aser, and the Mashmos is always all cases, the Maram says clearly, yet, without this special pasuk of Nida, we would have on our own modified and changed the Torah to say that that ain't no bottom is mutter. But Tavis says whatever hechruch, if the hechruch is strong enough to modify in the mechadesh that eishes of sheyesh lobanim is mutter, she'ein lobanim is mutter, mechaye baila, which is such a big chiddush, then it should be strong enough to say that eishes dachalos everywhere. In a sense, it's not so bad. Listen, the pashtus is, and let's say it the other way, that we see, you see, I say dachalos to say by yibo. The pircha of mitzvos of ikach is far fetched. So the probability is that really you should be able to learn out. Okay, you got a far fetched pircha. So rather than go to such a crazy, it's a crazy pshat that the doichik mechadesh, a radical thing that eishes up a chayyibayin is mutter. It's much nicer to say that when the Torah was matter, just like the Torah was matter, Eishes off by Yibum, the Torah it's always, because Eshet always Daichet Oseh, just like Eshet Daichet Oseh by Yibum, it's Daichet everywhere else too. It's so much more logical.
Just to put in context what Rebbe's saying compared to last week, when we first learned Taisan Dav Gimel and Dalet, I thought, that Mitzvah Sebekach is a great Svara, and that's the Maskana. Rebbe was Mechadish. No. It's not a good Sfarah at all. And behind the scenes, Tosis felt it was not logical, and he jumped off into Hutra. Tonight, Rebbe is saying another step, I think, in that direction. Not only is Mitzvah Sebekach worse than Hutra, Mitzvah Sebekach is even worse than the alternative option in Tais Havmina of everything being Daicha, all Kareses. The only thing is, if you go by a certain route and certain rules, you're stuck with a technical Pircha called Mitzvah Sebekach. But choosing which is a more logical outcome, Mitzvah Sebekach versus Asay is always Daich Ol Kareses. Asay being Daich Ol Kareses is a more desirable logical outcome, even than Mitzvah Sebekach.
The honest truth, I wouldn't have said it, but I thought Sandy was saying this. And I think we said this already on Sunday. But okay, I know we didn't say this. I thought we said it. Okay. Anyway, so that's my faith.
Rocky,
we didn't say it.
Rocky suggested it.
What?
I think maybe Rafi suggested something like that.
Okay. Can we? I want to jump. Let's forget this for a minute. Let's keep it in our back pocket. So, because I want to just explain the we need. So let's go back to the simple pshat. Okay, forget this crazy pshat. I will blame it on Sandy. We'll blame it on Rafi. The simple pshat in Tosis is that when Tosis says that I'm establishing a book called doesn't say. He means only by Yibum because Mitzvah Sebekach. That's a simple Poshet Ba'abatash of Shana Taisi. So why does that make trouble? So the problem is, like, I just want to explain the Kasha, because we're jumping to a Teretz. We jumped off the Teretz. I thought Sandy was saying it, so I had to go there. But what's the Kasha? I gave the guys in my Shira Musho. I don't remember if I gave the guys this Shira Musho that you have. Three candidates are running for president. Right? Did we do this, Marshall? Yeah, we did, right?
Yes. So we say Kennedy, Biden, and
right. So if I say, you know what, why'd you vote for Biden? You say, because I don't like Kennedy. So you're implying that Kennedy's your second choice, which means you're implying that Kennedy's better than Trump. If Trump is better than Kennedy, you wouldn't say I voted for Biden because I didn't like Kennedy. You would say I voted for Biden because I didn't like Trump. So the same thing is in Tosis. If Tosis is bothered by Akasha, why are you saying such a radical thing that Eishes Och is Hutter, that even Bechaye Baila, there's no Isser, Eishes Och Shein Obadim, even Bechaye Baila, there's a different option. Now, what's the different option? Now, Tosis could have come up with two different options. Tavis could have come up with an option of Esrei Doichalot HaShesh B'Karet with Mitzvah Sobekach, and Tavis could have come up with the option of a very limited Hutra, we call that a little Hutra, not the big Hutra, right? So Tavis doesn't even ask, well, why don't you say the little Hutra? Tavis doesn't even ask that. But Tavis asks, why don't you say with Mitzvah Sobekach? So that means the Mashmos, Minei Yubei, and Taisis is that Esay Daicha Lotei Sheish Bakaris is a better option than the little hutra. If the little hutra is a better option, then Tavis would have been obligated to say it. He would have been obligated to say the little hutra. He should ask that kasha. And then he should say no, because Gemara holds that that's Daicha.
What's the difference? What's hutra, little hutra, big hutra? What does it mean?
I'm sorry. The Gemara on the Nun Dawid is suggesting a big hutra. Big hutra means that even though the Torah said Eishesach is Aser, all cases of Eino Banim are Mutter. Even B'chaye Baila, even if you divorce you, every case of Eino Banim is Mutter. Whether the husband's alive, the husband's dead, they divorce you, you're still married.
One brother divorces, the other brother will be able to marry her?
Yes. That was a Gemara's Havamina. That's the example. That's the Remez a Yavama Shastura B'chaye Baila Minayim. That's the Gemara. How do I know that she's Osir? Meaning that Havamina was that without any Pasik, this extra Pasik of Nida, the Gemara brings, the starting point is the assumption is that she's Mutter. Frektim Aram, why would we have such a, it's against the Mashmalos of the Pasik, but that's what the Gemara is saying, that because everything else is illogical, we're going to assume that Eishesach She'eino Banim is Mutter, even when the husband's alive. If you're an Eishes Ish, so you'll be over, you won't be over two Isur Karis, you're going to be over one Isur Karis. If the husband divorces you, there's no Isur Karis at all. There's no Isur Eishesach B'chaye Baila. That's the when Eino Banim. When there's no Isur Eishesach B'chaye Eino Banim, period. That's called the big Hutra. Now, the MS is that's not true. B'chaye Eishesach She'eino Banim, if the husband would divorce her, is Aser. The Gemara says, we learn that out from the Pasuk of Nida. That's the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet.
At that stage in the Havina, how do we understand a brother's
brother? Answer my last question, please. Let me do one at a time.
Sorry.
But that's big Hutra. Little Hutra is what Taisus on Daf Chav seems to say is the MS. That Eishesach, when the husband died, when Eishesach She'eino Banim, in the case where the husband dies without the Banim, then the Eishesach is Hutra.
Right. Thank you.
That's called the little Hutra. So the question that we have now, the Gemara on that, so it comes out that when we look at the Parsha of Yibum, and we see that the Torah went ahead and allows you to marry this woman. So what happened to the Isser Eishesach? So there's three choices. There's the big Hutra, that there's never an Isser of Eishesach She'eino Banim, period. There's a little Hutra, that there's no Isser of Eishesach She'eino Banim when there's a Misa. And then there's Esay Daicha Lotei Sheish Bakaris. So the Gemara assumes the big Hutra. Tavis asks, why do you assume that? You should have assumed Esay Daicha Lotei Sheish. Now, Tavis doesn't even bother asking, why don't you assume the little Hutra? So the implication of Tavis is the little Hutra, that's a horrible Svara. No one would ever assume that. But Tavis, that Esay Daicha Lotei Sheish is not such a bad Svara. Tavis is Mechadesh. Esay Daicha Lotei Sheish is also not such a great Svara. And what? And even the words are that we don't say it, he loves, unless it's Mucham. Tavis is not saying it's a terrible Svara. It will be a terrible Svara that even if it's Mukach, we can't say it. Tavis is just making it, it's not such a good Svara that we would want to say on our own. So therefore, the Mashmos of this Taisis very strongly is that the Svara of Esay Daicha Lotei Sheish Bakaris with Mitzvasto Bekach is superior than the Svara of the Little Hutra. Because Titus never even entertained the possibility of saying the little Hutra. He didn't even have a Mina to say that that's an option. But the Esay Daicha Lotei Sheish, he had an option. That was the question. I got to get back to the side. But before I go, so the way we were trying to answer it with Sandy, who didn't say it, is to say that that wasn't Titus's Havamina. Titus is suggesting He's suggesting a third possibility. Everywhere. And therefore, there's no indication from Taisis that little hutra is worse than right? That's what we're trying to do. Okay.
In the Havamina, how do we understand two brothers that aren't in the same lifetime?
What?
In this Havamina, how do we understand two brothers that aren't in the same lifetime?
I'm sorry. Which Havamina? The Gemara's Havamina?
No, this Havamina. Yeah, the Gemara's Havamina. That Eishes Ach with Shein Lo Banim is Mutzer. So why is there an Isser to the brother who's born after the first brother dies?
No Isser.
No Isser? You just can't do Yibam?
Yes.
So he can marry her, but he can't do Yibam?
Yes. According to this Havamina, there's no iteration.
But it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's one of the cases.
I don't need. This Havamina is not a Havamina. This thing, of course, this is against a Mishnah too. The Gemara is saying, Minayin, how did Chazal know that? Of course, it's not true. It's not
we can find many of Mishnahs and other things that prove that it's not true.
Yes. But how do you know from the Psukim it's not true? Because the Mashmos of the Psukim is not like that. The simple reading of the Psukim is that there's no Isser Eshesach, ain't no bottom. And if it's two Eshesach,
second question is, where in the Pesukim does it infer that an Isser suddenly occurs when she has a child?
Because what Taisus says, that's Taisus's question. And Taisus is saying, because I have a steer between two Pesukim. One Pesuk says there's an Isser Eshesach, which if I would read a Kipshuto would mean in all cases, with a child, without a child. But there's another pasuk that says there's a mitzvah yibum, limited only to when there's no child. Now that's the mitzvah is only when the husband dies. But without the husband dying, there's no mitzvah. But how in the world is it mutter? Because since essay is not doichelos and sheish makaris, so what child in the pasuk? How does the Torah write a mitzvah yibum when there's no children? It's just the mitzvah yibum.
It's a logic of exclusion.
To the pasuk that says that there's an Isser Eshesach.
It's a logic of exclusion, basically. We're saying because of the fact we have these two things, therefore all the deduce from Minei Ubei, it must be that Eshesach Shein Lo Banim is Mutzer.
Right, because that's the most logical interpretation to resolve the stira between the two psukim.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. And that's 857. But Lule the Maram's pshat at the last line that he says, in other words, the question is, what's the kamash malon the Gemara? The Gemara says, therefore we the pasuk of Nida comes along. You know, the pasuk of Nida comes along, and he says, therefore it goes back to say the Yesh Bakaris. In other words, according to Rebbe's pshat, if you want to try to keep that. It could be that maybe there's a difference between when there's a kamash malon nida, maybe then Tosfos could go back to the small hutra. It was when it's going through stam eshesach, it's across the board. I can't get back to the small hutra. Only once I kamash malon on the nida, that now it's telling me that it's a separate pasuk. It's like almost like an outside cause that says that, and therefore I could go back to the small hutra.
The question is, you should go back to whichever is most logical. And if we can prove from Tavis's Havamina that Tavis felt that Essay Deichelos and Shesh Bakares is a more logical possibility than a small hutra, then we should go back to hutra. So that's why the suggestion that I thought that Sandy was saying, which I apparently misunderstood him, is beneficial, because if we say like that, then there was never a Havamina that Esei Deichelose is preferable over a small Hutra. Because it was only a different Havamina. Esei Deichelose universal. But if you don't learn like Sandy's supposed shot, but you learn the simple shot in Tisus, and it's Mugra from Taisus that the Taisus held that Esei Deichelos and Shbekaris with Mitzvaso Bekach is preferable, is more logical than a small Hutra. So then once we get rid of, based on the Pasuk of Nida, we get rid of the big Hutra, we should revert back to Pshat number 2, choice number 2, So if the guy said, I voted for Biden because I don't like Kennedy, I think Kennedy's crazy. So now if someone assassinates Biden or Biden, you know, gets a heart or whatever, he drops out of the race. So then the assumption is that he's Biden voting for Kennedy.
Tyson does say, but because Tyson does say his lashon is,
or as everyone says, you sit out.
Even the shayi rachmana, Tyson's lashon to keep the shayi rachmana achamisa. Tyson's not falling off. That's a lashon of hotra. Tyson's not falling off the shayi rachmana. Shayi rachmana is a lashon of hotra. Tyson never falls off that.
Okay, but this, I still feel that the raya that I just said is valid raya. One, you see from Tysus that Tysus would have preferred over a small hutra. So therefore, once we get rid of this other suggestion that the Gemara is making of a big hutra, then Yashra says you should go back to whichever possibility was the most mistavra.
I'm saying, so what's the kamash, according to Rebbe in this step, what's the kamash from the love nida? That Eshesach is like Tysus, like the Maram read Tysus having me that Eshesach is a universal Eshesach in every situation. That's the kamash from the love nida? Or kamash from nida is that Bechaye Baila, even after she's divorced, she gets that din?
I don't know. Well, either way, whatever way you want.
So Rebbe is saying that the way out of the problem that we have, what we came up with on Daf Gimel, is that Hutra is more preferable to Eishes Achshiyesh Bokaris. Then Rebbe is committing himself to this Chiddush Dika super.
No, I wasn't committing myself. I thought Sandy said it, so I said it.
But this is the way out of the problem.
Yesterday, but I hope there's other ways out. I just thought that was Sandy was saying. I was trying saying over what he said because.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't have
said, how would that help us get out of the problem?
I would have said that there are maybe other answers. There are maybe simpler answers. You know, I don't think they're the only way out. What I would really like to do is try and answer the Maram. I'd like to do tomorrow. Tomorrow is I'd like to see, you know, if we could answer the Maram. The Maram seemingly is beferish against us. He says beferish point blank. That when David says, Ilav the Mugra Behedra means that the Mugra Behedra that's working through Esay Dechelot and Shesh Bakaris. So the Maram is point blank that there's a Beferish, that there's a stira between this David and Tayyaz Avchav. So that's what I would like to think about. But this possibility would be a possible shot to answer Ilule the Maram. But it's a little.
How would that help structurally? How would Sandy's shot help? Not going back to your best shot anyway.
Because it would help is that you're saying that Tyfus was only bothered. Tyfus knew that little hutra is a little bit daichik. He knows that essay daichik also say with mitzvahs mekach is daichik. He knows that little hutra is better than essay daichik also say sheish bakaris with mitzvahs mekach. But he understood that both of those shatim are daichik, and he's not going to ask, why did the Gemara say those? Of course, those are dechukim. David's question was, I got a glat of mahalach. That's what we saw on Daf Gimel. The most glat mahalach is that Ezei Daichalot Eishesh Bekar is everywhere. That's glat. That's just mamish glat. That's what, you know, that's what Sandy's trying to share. That Shad and David's Daf Gimel is that the best choice would be that Ezei Daichalot Eishesh Bekar is everywhere. So Tavis Gashen was, why are you coming along with this funny shot that Eshesach is mutter bechaye baya when there's ain't no banim even bechaye baya? Why don't you're looking for a way of reconciling the daichik of the psukim? Say this beautiful glap shot that everywhere.
So why wouldn't you come back to that?
But now, once Tyfus gets rid of it, then we have to come to the next best choice. The next best choice is Hutra, because small Hutra is preferable to the Svara of Esay Teichelot and Yishmael Karek when Mitzvahs of the guy. And why did Tyfus discuss that? Because Tyfus knew that both of those shot them were Teichelot, so he never had a gasher from there.
How did he get rid of it? How did he get rid of the Shia everywhere?
Because he says that he's mechanish a chiddush, that's also daichik. Because he's mechanish a chiddush, which that it's not only daichik because mitzvah so vikach is daichik, But intrinsically, to say that Esai can be Daichi Lotte Shesh Makaris is Daichi. That would be the Taivis is Kiddush. That Taivis is saying, we never heard that before. That it's not the reason why Ain Esai Daichi Lotte Shesh Makaris is not just because we don't have a Limud. It's because logic dictates that an Isra Kares is so Chomer that an Esai would not be Daichi.
So that's Nidcha, even once you come up with a Limud from Nida, the Reish HaSach is not always Mutter.
Yeah, right. Because you know the distam is it's a bad choice in Svara. The no mistabra. The no mistabra. It's not mistabra. It doesn't mean it's not mistabra just here because it's because we don't do it anywhere. In other words, when David says it's low mis, it's a little bit more glad in the Lushan. The other way they're entitled is low mistabra because it's low mistabra to make an exception, to say only here.
I thought it was saying Lo Mistabra before you have a source in the
Pasuk. Means even everywhere. Okay, we should go. You want to keep everyone over time. Okay, Yeshikayach, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay,
so tomorrow I'd like to look at the Maran. If we can look at the Maran, please, and we'll try and do it. Okay, Yeshikayach.
Thank you. Thank you.